It's time again for a wild conversation with the Greater Vancouver Zoo. Here are Jess and Wiggy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of A Wild Conversation with Manita Prasad, zoologist at the Greater Vancouver Zoo. Now, this topic this week, how do you pronounce this word in the right off the bat?
Mustelids.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're on to it.
Mustelids.
Okay.
So what is a mustelid?
So mustelids are fur-bearing carnivores that inhabit terrestrial and aquatic environments, including marine environments. So just to give you some examples of the different species of mustelids, things like weasels, mink, marten, fishers, wolverines, and badgers, just to name a few.
What is their impact on the ecosystem?
So the greatest impact they have is on their prey populations, particularly rodent and bird populations. So it can be a positive impact because they do help control pest species, but it can also be a negative impact because they can threaten rare bird species. So just to kind of give you an example of some negatives and positives, mink will actually prey on eggs, chicks, and adult birds. And they often kill more than they can eat, utilize, and carry away, even on a full stomach. It could really impact endangered species.
We have mink here in BC and the Fraser Valley, because I know of all the mink farms that we have around here. But mink are a real problem, like to farms and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's because of their ferocious appetite and the fact that they will kill without actually consuming and utilizing the amount that they kill. So they can kill large volumes of birds in one night.
So will they, target all the chicken farms around the Fraser Valley, really?
Yeah, exactly. If they get into a chicken coop, they will wipe out all the birds in the coop and maybe only eat or take away one or two birds.
They are savage.
Yeah.
Now, I know that mink can be pretty mean towards humans.
They can be, but it's more so a defense mechanism for them, right? They're just trying to protect themselves. They're really small, skinny animals. So, they just have that predator instinct.
So are mink and otters, are they in the same family? Because I just Googled what a mink looks like, and forgive me for not knowing, but they look very similar.
Yeah, they are. They're both very closely related and the only aquatic members of the mustelid family.
Where do mink typically hide out?
They use a lot of minks kind of stick around swampy areas. They really like the moisture because that's where their prey sources are, so rodents and aquatic birds.
And the mink farms here, I know we've got a couple of them in the Fraser Valley. But are you familiar with what a mink farm is?
I was just going to say, so are people, breeding mink?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're still harvested for their pelt.
And it's completely legal.
It is, yeah.
Sometimes you'll drive down, some of the roads here around Abbotsford, and there'll be a really potent kind of smell. And usually it's the mink farms that are pretty smelly.
Yeah.
What other kind of mustelids do we have here in BC?
Okay, so we do have badgers, and they're really a grassland species, and they're known for being strong burrowers. So the global populations of badgers are listed as least concerned, but the population trends are declining. But here in BC, they're actually red listed, so they are endangered, and populations are threatened by hunting, highway mortality, habitat loss, and unfortunately, they're still being persecuted.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have any at the zoo?
We do. Her name is Sandy.
Sandy.
Sandy the badger.
Yeah.
Sounds like a badger name.
You could have called her Barbara the badger.
What else? Because I know wolverines are located out here as well. And when you think wolverines, you think that, the character.
From X-Men.
Yeah, but they're right. So scary. So are wolverines as vicious as they sound as well?
They can, but in my experience with working with badgers, they are sweethearts. They really just protect their space and their burrows. So again, if they feel threatened, they will protect themselves, and they are so incredibly strong.
Do they have, I'm picturing a wolverine. Oh, you know what I'm actually getting it confused with, which is totally out of the Tasmanian devil.
Yes, yeah.
Right, but when you look at its face, it does kind of look similar. So yes. I see where that comes from.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we already covered mink, but otters. And I want to talk about otters because my uncle lives over on one of the Gulf Islands. And because they live so close to the ocean, they actually have a problem with otters. And they will bring their fish up to their house. And they will burrow underneath their house and let the dead fish rot. And it's become a problem.
Yeah, for sure. So river otters can be found in lakes and oceans. They do primarily occur in rivers. But because we have such wonderful habitat along the BC coast, they are found in the ocean quite a bit. And they're infamous for being known as messy eaters.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
my
they're
goodness.
Often, you can often tell where a river otter is hanging out because of the litter of fish carcasses and fish bones.
I'm not sure, Wiggy, if you had heard this story while you're in Ontario, but there was a couple of otters, or one otter in particular, who was in Vancouver and would jump into the koi pond, and all of the koi that were like 150 years old would be disappearing because of this one otter. Do you remember that, Manita?
Yeah, I do remember.
I think they finally caught it.
Yeah, I think they did, and relocated it.
So all these little mustelids, they seem to be pests. They seem to be a nuisance.
I don't think that they are. I mean, it really, the smaller ones can be seen as a nuisance, but they actually play a very important role in the ecosystem. And there are, like the marten, for example. It's dependent on forest ecosystem, and they're largely arboreal. They're less elusive than most of the other mustelids, like the fisher and the wolverine. It kind of looks very similar to that. And they really have adapted to living alongside humans. So if you see an animal that looks a lot like a wolverine, it's probably a marten because they're less shy and they are perceived as less vicious as what we think most of the other mustelids are like.
Where would we find a marten, or where would we typically see them?
So we do actually have them in southern BC. So they have been known to like visit people in campsites, and you know, they're quite playful and they like to steal things. So.
Oh, okay, yep.
Look at you getting all excited.
I'm excited because, I mean, squirrels and martens, yes, I love all the kinds of rodents, except for, like, the gross ones. What about a fisher? What's a fisher, and what does it look like?
A fisher has a wolverine face but a body of a weasel, and they rely really heavily on dense forest again, so really rely heavily on the boreal forest ecosystem, and they're really reliant on tree cavities for rearing their young, but they don't really set up like a permanent den. They're more transient, so kind of move around a lot more.
You're listening to A Wild Conversation with Manita Prasad, zoologist of the Greater Vancouver Zoo. We're talking mustelids this weekend on the show. We'll talk mustelid facts and trivia when we come back.
Journey back in time and walk with the dinosaurs at Greater Vancouver Zoo's new Mesozoic Adventure. Explore, learn, discover at the Greater Vancouver Zoo. Visit gvzoo.com.
Now back to A Wild Conversation with the Greater Vancouver Zoo. Here are Jess and Wiggy.
Welcome back to A Wild Conversation with Manita Prasad, zoologist at the Greater Vancouver Zoo, every Saturday morning at 8:30 right here on Country 107.1. Our favorite part of the show, mustelid facts, and we'll soon get to trivia. So let's start with facts. Manita, what you got for us?
Okay, so weasels have super fast metabolisms. They need to eat about half of their body weight of meat to survive.
Which makes sense for the mink, like with the information about the mink that you just shared with us.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we have to remember that they are quite small, so it's only about 150 grams for something like the long-tailed weasel.
So their eyes are bigger than their stomachs.
Exactly.
All right, what's another mustelid fact?
Okay, so here's a neat one about badgers. They won't defecate in their homes. Instead, they make a pit of dried leaves and grasses just outside their burrows.
All right.
So they literally make toilets for themselves.
like a little outhouse.
And they don't want to stink up their own place, so I don't blame them.
Yeah, it's really smart.
Their own little mustelid porta potty. All right, another mustelid fact, Manita.
So wolverines are adapted for life in the Arctic and have large webbed paws that help them walk on top of snow. So they kind of act like snowshoes.
I have seen pictures of them in the Arctic. And maybe I'm confusing it with something else. No, because there's the Arctic fox, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
Does it have special fur and all that kind of stuff to survive in the winter?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mustelids have really thick coats. I think we all know sea otters have some of the densest fur of any animal in the world.
Okay, what's another mustelid fact for us?
So let's see. Baby sea otters are buoyant but can't swim. So mom will often wrap them in kelp to keep them safe while she goes off hunting.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny because my elementary school was called Otter Elementary School. And I remember we had learned all about otters. We had went to the Vancouver Aquarium and we learned that. And I totally remember learning that.
Yeah.
And they also lay on their backs. And they use, like, tools to open up clams and stuff like that?
Yeah, they do, because they eat a lot of hard-shelled animals, so crabs, sea urchins.
And they'll use rocks and stuff like that to kind of pry it open.
Right.
Yeah.
I love sea otters. They have to be one of my favorite animals.
I'm picturing the video that's always on social media of the two otters laying on their back and holding hands floating in the water. You know that video?
That's a behavior known as rafting. So while they're sleeping, they don't float out to the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
Such a smart idea.
Very cute.
All right. They're not really in love and just holding hands. They're just safety first.
Yeah, it's a survival mechanism.
All right. Any more mustelid facts?
Okay, so here's a neat one. Weasels like to dance. They like to dance, but we don't know why they like to dance. So one theory is that it confuses and hypnotizes prey because it's a series of twisting, hopping, and darting motions. But weasels have been spotted dancing when there is no prey around and when there has been no other weasels around. So maybe they just do it for fun.
They just dance to be happy.
I'm just picturing one dancing.
Weasel salsa.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe they can hear some music that we can't, and sometimes you gotta dance.
Dance it out, yeah.
I wonder if I could YouTube a video of a weasel dancing, because I'd love to see that.
Oh, yeah, it is quite cute.
Okay, do you want to jump into trivia now?
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay, so the current score from last week.
We're keeping score from last week.
Yeah, when we started keeping score last weekend, I was leading 1-0. And so we didn't do very well last weekend. Hopefully we can turn that around this weekend.
And hopefully I can have a comeback.
Yes,
here.
And hopefully Jessica can make it a little closer.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay. So weasels kill their prey by A, dropping it from a great height, B, biting the back of its head, C, punching it, D, wrapping its body around it and suffocating it.
Oh, my goodness. Those are all very clever ways to...
Clever?
Or like... Yeah,
barbaric?
Barbaric. Yeah. That's a better word. I'm going to say bite it in the back of the head.
I'm going to say they punch it.
Jeff, you're actually right.
Yay!
Well, no way.
So they do have a powerful bite like a jaguar with the ability to puncture the skull and spinal cord.
Oh, there's no pretty way to do it, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of really just adds to the image of their ferocious nature.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jessica ties it up, 1-1. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay, true or false? The smallest mustelid in the world occurs here in BC.
This, like, lives here in BC?
Yep.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
Huh? Wiggy, you're right. It is true.
Which one is that?
It's called the least weasel, and it's a little larger than a mouse. Males typically average about 125 grams, and females are only about 60 grams.
Oh, okay. Okay, another trivia. It's tied currently 1-1.
Which mustelid has been known to consume the bones and teeth of prey animals? A, a weasel. B, the marten. C, a mink. Or D, wolverine.
I'm going with mink.
I'm going to say wolverine because I think they're vicious.
Oh, Wiggy, you're right. It is the wolverine. They are scavengers, so they often consume frozen animals, leaving nothing behind.
I can't tell you how lucky I'm getting because
guessing? I was actually, that was my guess because mink are ruthless. All right, fine. Another one.
Okay. A group of otters on land is called A, romp, B, an army, C, a raft, or D, a family.
On land, you said, right?
On land.
Yes. I'm going to say an army.
I'm going to say a family.
Well, you're both incorrect.
Okay.
A romp.
A romp?
Yeah. A romp of otters.
Okay.
Probably because the way they move around in such a playful manner, I would guess.
Right. Okay, we got time for a couple more, actually. All right, so let's hear another one.
Okay, this mustelid likes to eat porcupines. A, Martin. B, Badger. C, Mink. Or D, Fishers.
This is hard.
Do you have your answer?
I do have my answer.
Okay, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm going with Mink again.
I'm going to say Badger.
You're both incorrect. It's actually fishers.
Fishers.
Yeah, so fishers are the primary predators of porcupines. Wolverines will occasionally eat them as well, but fishers really do prey on them the most.
They're a really prickly meal.
Yeah, what about their spines or whatever they call it?
Yeah, so if you get them, like their underbelly is not covered with spines.
Oh, okay.
You need to get them from underneath.
They eat the inside out. There you go.
Yeah.
Then use the rest for a toothpick.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Okay, one more.
Okay, river otters can dive up to a depth of A, 20 feet, B, 40 feet, C, 60 feet, or D, 80 feet.
Go ahead, Christopher.
Okay, I'll say 20 feet.
Darn it. Okay, I'm going to say B.
40 feet? Okay, it's actually C, 60 feet.
No way, that's very deep.
That's very deep.
Yeah, so they can hold their breath for about 8 minutes, and they have the ability to close their nostrils and their ears so water doesn't get in.
I had no idea.
Did you know I could do that too? I can close my nostrils and my ears at the same time.
Okay, do it right now. Oh, this has been fun as always, Manita. So thank you again for this.
Thank you, guys. It's always wonderful talking to you.